Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Manke from USC for Nature Notes. Henry Thomas and Brenton Fox work at Boone Fox Farm, and they've been seeing a lot of really interesting insects coming to flowers that were growing there, hovering in position or sometimes gripping the flower with legs, but it had a needle-like nose on the end, and they wondered what in the world it was. They were looking at what usually is called a bee fly. I mean, it looks like it hovers kind of like a bee would, but it only has two wings, like flies do. They're dipterans, two-winged insects. But this particular bee fly has a proboscis that is long and needle-like. No problem to people, doesn't bother people at all, but it does make it easy for them to slurp up nectar and to transfer pollen. Bee flies are involved in that pollination process.